Hooker then had to decide whether to remain in his present defensive crouch around Washington, south of the Potomac, or cross the river and move into Maryland to keep up with Lee's army. Sharp wrote his uncle Jansen that he was constrained in what he could tell him because he was near the throne and privy to top decisions. But he did divulge that if Lee planned to move north across the Potomac, Hooker wanted to overtake him in a battle. "Lee must whip us before he goes in force into Maryland or Pennsylvania," Sharp wrote cryptically. "If he doesn't, we propose to let him go, and when we get behind him, we would like to know how many men he will take back." But to act quickly, Hooker still needed accurate intelligence on where his enemy was. He ordered Sharp that day to send Babcock to Frederick, Maryland, northwest of Washington. Sharp's number two man was to set up a spy station, recruiting citizen scouts and having them search for Lee in the northern end of the Shenandoah Valley, as well as the Cumberland Valley in Maryland. Babcock set out early that morning, stopping at the War Department in Washington along the way to draw funds for his operation. He was familiar with Frederick. He had worked in the Crossroads City before for Pinkerton during the Antietam Battle. This was a risky assignment. Loyalties in Frederick and the Western Maryland country around it were divided. Hooker's army was some 44 miles south below the Potomac, too far away to come to the rescue. Babcock arrived in the city at mid-morning on June 19th and immediately realized he might soon be in trouble. He rushed a telegram to Sharp back at Hooker's headquarters. "Confederates were expected in Frederick at any moment," he wrote the colonel. Babcock said he would flee to Hagerstown, 25 miles northwest if he could. But if Sharp wanted him to accomplish anything, he had better send him Milton Kline, the daring and resourceful cavalry sergeant working for the Information Bureau, as well as more Confederate currency to buy information from rebel deserters. Babcock set up his spy station in the Frederick Female Academy, whose principal, Hiram Winchester, was one of three volunteer spies he found eager to serve the Union. The other two men who had worked for him before and had just fled the rebels invading Martinsburg were James Greenwood and Isaac Moore.